got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Now, I'm sure y'all have seen the news. Chicago is,
yeah,
the lost cause. I don't care if you ain't no, ain't no Republican running for the city. He's like, nope, that is, I can't fix that.
You know what, the Dobert crater? What's his name? I forget, man. He got in a lot of trouble for. You know what? He was right. White people, you live in Chicago, run. Run! You can't fix this. Remember the Dobert, with the Gilbert crater?
I forget his name. Was Adams or something.
Yeah. Scott Adams?
Yeah, I think so. Scott Adams.
Sorry if I butchered your name, but you know what? You, in some circumstances, your advice is sound. Good.
Yeah, but Walmart, they're pulling out of Chicago. I think it's 4 stores they're pulling out.
Yeah.
And check out how these Democrats up in Chicago respond. Check it out.
Why?
Yes, sir.
Our communities look like they look.
Well, speak
the truth. We have violence every single day.
Speak the truth.
Yes, Lord.
It is just not on us. Yeah. It is on the corporate citizens that come into our community and ravage our community.
Look at the progressive white man.
In Walmart, you should be absolutely ashamed of yourselves. You are the reason that our communities lack the investment that they have. We should not have to go out of our communities to find jobs. We should not have to go out of our communities to get medicine. We should not go out of our communities to be able to shop. We should be able to do all of this in our community.
Right here.
We deserve.
What you deserve.
To be able to shop.
Yes, sir.
Work.
Yes.
Play.
Yes.
In our own community.
Man, you crazy as hell. Meanwhile, over at Walmart in Chicago, check this out.
Man. Hey, the winner gets free reparations. Whoever wins gets free reparations.
What kind of business establishment is going to be in an area like this?
The winner gets free reparations.
This is crazy as hell.
Look at the white man back here.
White man's, oh, let me get out of here.
This is crazy. What happened? What happened? Did somebody, did want to take somebody's return back
Maybe
or something?
Somebody called somebody N-word or something. I don't know.
How did it get?
Well, we did a recent video. Here's some video.
I mean, what the hell started this?
Yeah, here's some video of what recently happened in Chicago. This video, what happened in this store, and this video you see right here, This is why Walmart's pulling out. From what I understand, Walmart is owned by the Waltons. There's a bunch of white people. The Waltons ain't putting them with this nigga shit.
Maybe if there's black, maybe they would have stayed.
Even if they wasn't the Waltons and they was just the Hurstons. What's a good black name?
The Hurstons.
What's a good black name? What's a good black name? The ends.
I don't know any good black names. What's a good black name?
The Jacksons.
The Jacksons. Why did they? Why did I think of that?
Yeah, the Jacksons.
The Jacksons.
The Jacksons would pull that store out of there.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do. It's
It has absolutely nothing to do with the color or the owners or the Democrat or the demographics of that community. It's just at a certain point, if a business is doing business in an area, if it becomes uninsurable, why are you going to put millions and dollars into a store when you can't insure those products, those services?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, when it's
it just
not,
makes good business sense to pull out of that.
Yeah, why would a company stay in an area where it's not even safe for your employees to go to work? Crime is through the roof.
You have a right to shop in your neighborhoods, but you lost that right because these are private organizations. They can do what the hell they want.
They say that when they're private business. Oh, Twitter's a private business.
Mm-hmm.
They can run that business however they want.
Yeah.
Until Elon Musk took it over.
Yeah.
These are private business. I'm using y'all's own argument. These are private business. They can get up and leave whenever they want. How you going to blame the Waltons, a bunch of white people, for Y'all gonna say something racist as hell. I was gonna do it too. I was gonna do it. I was gonna turn into Scott Adams over here. I was gonna turn into the Dilbert crater with a tan.
You know what? I mean, he says some racist things, but if you in a certain area, I mean, it might make perfect sense for you to move out of there. If it becomes not safe for you, for your business, for your kids. And this applies to white. I mean, this not only applies to white folks, it applies to black folks.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes a time when you just have to cut your losses. And
do you think Snoop Dogg lives in the hood? Hell no. He out there smoking weed beside rich white people.
Yeah.
Got. I ain't gonna say it. White flight.
White flight is real. But you can't blame white people for moving out of a city, a neighborhood, taking a business, moving from their homes, man.
You can only blame the people's conduct who drives away Walmart. That's who you blame.
Yeah. That's who should be held accountable?
Yeah.
It's some sorry-ass niggas in your city.
Yeah.
That's who you hold accountable.
And there's a difference between black people and niggas. I mean, the great black philosopher said this decades ago. He was brilliant. His name's Chris Rock. He said that.
Yeah.
This dude's like one of the greatest black philosophers of all time.
Yeah, there's an infestation in our communities. In the black community, there's an infestation of niggas. I mean, I wish it was easy. Remember we had a roach problem in the house? Remember my mama brought that white dust home and spread all over the house? You remember that?
Yeah. The roaches would come in.
Roaches
would come
in.
Yeah, and then take the rope, and then the rope would take it back to the...
back to the walls.
Back to the walls, to the hive, to the baby roaches, and kill everybody.
Yeah, you open up a damn cabinet, all them roaches like...
Y'all need to come up with some niggas. Put some kind of white powder. Niggas coming there doing that nigga shit, then they take it back to the hive, and the niggas in the house like this.
You remember we had a rat problem? You remember them damn big-ass rats? Some damn rats, we was like, man, I smell a dead rat in this house. Mama took that damn Recon and planted rat food. Kevin, don't eat that. I know you're hungry. We ain't got no food. Don't eat that rat poison, right? So the damn rats came in, ate the damn poison. Them damn rats was like.
You find the rat. Yeah, you'll find the rat.
Them rats is looking crazy. Them rats like.
Yeah, because the rat would die. Because we had a rat problem growing up, and the rats would come in the house, and mama put out this poison. And then mama come in the house one day, mama like, smell that Keith and Kevin? That rat dead. That rat gone. We got to find that rat. He going to stink up the whole house.
We went up under the basement. That rat was like.
Yeah, the rat's on his back. The rat like this. The rat like this in the basement. His legs and shit up in the house.
Then over to the left, another rat like you. White dust all over his mouth. That's what y'all need to do in Chicago.
Y'all need to take care of that problem in your city.
I'm not saying kill a bunch of niggas, but I'm telling you need to lock them up. You need to lock them up.
Yeah, they show compassion for those people. They don't lock them up. They give them a second, third chances. Instead of showing compassion for them, show compassion for the good people in your city.
I'm tired of these niggas. They voted for it. Hey, go to my website.
They know they deserve all this. They voted for that.
Yeah. White people pull back.
No sympathy for them. No sympathy for them niggas.
Hey, white, pull up the chairs. Sit back and watch the show.
Yeah, it's fitting to get real good. That's going to be a damn good show.
Hey, man, we got short videos. We got long videos.
Don't forget, go to my website. Enter my contest. We're giving away a Chevy Town & Country truck. It's in HD. It's got, what's that transmission?
It's a Duramax.
It's a Duramax engine there. A Duramax engine in the truck.
Not a Duramax, it's a Duramax transmission.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, Duramax transmission. If you're in Chicago, don't buy it, because it's just going to get stolen and total.
And...